Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 11th. Coloradans have lots to say about what gubernatorial candidates should address leading up to the November 6th elections. Eric Gladys has more.
In less than a month, Colorado voters will elect a new governor, and a new poll conducted by the Colorado Health Foundation and Kaiser Family Foundation shows that while the state's economy is on the rise, most residents say the costs of health care and housing are getting worse. Kyle Leglighter with the Colorado Health Foundation says just 65% of people in Colorado say the health care system is working.
So that means about 35% of people and families in Colorado feel like our healthcare system is not meeting their needs. So there's still unfinished business in the state of Colorado in terms of having a healthcare system that's truly working for everyone.
A majority of Coloradans say their mental and physical health is in good shape, but the survey found that people of color and those earning less than $40,000 a year were less likely than top earners or whites to report excellent or very good health overall. The survey of more than 1,800 residents also found that education was a top concern. Leglighter says pocketbook issues showed up across the poll and notes even in a state considered to have a strong economy, a third of Coloradans are worried about losing their homes because of high mortgages or rents.
Lots of Coloradans are saying that it's becoming harder for people like them to afford a lot of basic necessities like housing, health care, a secure retirement, or even food to put on the table.
8 in 10 respondents want state government to prioritize lowering health care costs, and almost as many say the state should play a role in making housing more affordable and funding mental health care. A majority also wants the state to address hunger, substance abuse treatment and prevention, and programs to help children be more physically active. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Yesterday, we reported that the 7 states that rely on the Colorado River have at least in principle come to agreement about how to deal with the nearly 20-year drought in the West. Luke Runyon filed this feature story about what's at stake. After years of drought, the Colorado River is in trouble. Water levels have been dropping in Lake Mead and Lake Powell to the point where officials are now working on plans to get by with less water.
Jennifer Pitt is looking out onto Lake Powell in northern Arizona. We're on an overlook, peering down on the country's second largest reservoir. It's full of tourists taking selfies.
You know, you can tell that there's a river here underneath this reservoir because it has somewhat of a linear shape.
Pitt works on Colorado River policy for the National Audubon Society.
And it's wending its way towards where we're standing here, overlooking the Glen Canyon Dam.
The Red Rock Canyon behind the dam is stained with a stark white ring. For the past 20 years, Pitt says, demands for water have outstripped the supply, meaning Lake Powell and its sister reservoir, Lake Mead, continue to drop. Pitt says without changes to how they're managed, they could plummet to levels where no water can be released.
And if that happened, that would be a catastrophe for this region's economy, for all of the people who depend on the Colorado River, and for all of the wildlife that depends on it as well.
More is being taken out than comes into it, like your bank account. If you do that over a sustained period, you will run a deficit.
That's James Eklund. He's the Colorado representative on an interstate commission that oversees the river.
And if you're talking about water for 40 million people and economies that are massive, fifth largest economy in the world that the Colorado River Basin represents, then that's significant.
Which is why Eklund and other water managers have been working on so-called drought contingency plans, though a more apt title would probably replace drought with climate change. Their premise is simple. Cut water use now to avoid a huge problem in the future, when supplies are likely to be even tighter. Eric Kuhn is the former manager of the Colorado River District.
There's clearly enough evidence that if we were to have another 2000 to 2004 kind of, you know, multi-year drought, the system is in very serious trouble.
Back in 2007, when the current guidelines for river management were written, he says people were feeling optimistic.
Historically, we've always said, well, next year would be better, and that's the easy way out.
But most of that optimism is gone. Kuhn says Arizona has had the hardest time coming to an agreement, but states in the river's upper basin, like Colorado, have had issues too. For example, this thing called demand management.
It's the difficult one. Somebody's going to have to use less.
And in the process of using less water, Kuhn says, there's a fear that if those cuts aren't doled out fairly, it could injure economies throughout the Southwest.
The thing we have to remember is the basin is over 80% agriculture, 75 to 80% on any given year.
Colby Pellegrino is with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, the Las Vegas metro area's water utility. She says current conservation programs, like their aggressive buyback of residential lawns, won't be enough to avoid a crisis.
So we can take out all the lawns we want and still not solve the problems that climate change is going to throw at us.
Back at Glen Canyon Dam, the National Audubon Society's Jennifer Pitt says it's more than just the fates of people that hang in the balance. It's an entire ecosystem.
I think a lot of people who care about wildlife in this region are concerned. And it's not just birds. You know, 70% of all wildlife in the arid West rely on rivers at some point in their life cycle. So it has outsized importance for anyone who appreciates nature in this part of the country.
Climate change is one factor to get these deals done quickly. Another, the federal government. Officials with the U.S. Department of the Interior have given states an end-of-year deadline to get things done. If not, the assumption is the feds will step in and do it for them. I'm Luke Runyon.
And finally today, even though it's early October, it's never too soon for the first ski resort in Colorado to open. According to the Denver Post, Wolf Creek Pass has been getting steady snow since Tuesday. Up to 20 inches or more is expected, and the Wolf Creek ski area in Pagosa Springs will open a lift on Saturday. Wolf Creek will be opening its beginner's lift, Nova, which serves the Nova and Susan's runs. The lift will only run on weekends until the area opens full-time. The projected opening date is November 2nd. More lifts will open before then if there's enough snow. Although the area typically gets 430 inches annually, last year it saw only 230 inches. There's currently 10 inches of settled snow at the summit and 8 inches at Midway. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.